As concern in the United States grows over higher oil prices and the mercury pollution from coal-burning power plants, many Americans are looking for cheaper and cleaner sources of energy. That's not an issue for Chagrin State College on Nebraska's northwestern panhandle. It's been using wood chips from a nearby state park to provide heat for its buildings for more than a decade. If there's one thing Chagrin State Park has in abundance, it's trees. Vast stretches of some of the country's finest ponderosa pines cover more than 400 hilly hectares of the Pine Ridge, as the area is called. University of Nebraska District Forester Bill Nickerson says the only problem is there are too many trees in the Pine Ridge stand, and to reduce the danger of forest fires, they have to be thinned, cleared, and removed on a regular basis.
Since it's been settled, the Europeans, we haven't seen the fire that used to come through here and keep the forest thinned out. And so we're dealing with a really unnatural situation now with forests that are really thick and stagnated and overstocked with too many trees. We took a look at the forest resource that we have here in northwest Nebraska and gave it a second look and thought that there'd be an opportunity for a wood energy system.
At the same time that Mr. Nickerson and the Forestry Service were looking for a new way to use the trees removed from Chagrin State Park, Ed Hoffman was looking for a new, cheaper, and more environmentally friendly way to provide heat for Chagrin State College. The school needed a new boiler system, and in the shredded bits of the excess pine trees, the college administrator saw a way to move from using natural gas as its primary fuel source and save about $130,000 annually in the process.
We have the whole campus on an energy management system.
That was about 15 years ago. Today, Chagrin State College relies entirely on wood chips for fuel. As he leads a tour of the school's energy plant, Mr. Hoffman proudly points out the benefits of their system.
We aren't mining fossil fuels. We aren't pumping fossil fuels. We aren't creating carbon and greenhouse gases that otherwise would have stayed locked up. The whole notion that there's some potential for wood fuel systems for other institutions is sort of a notion that's catching on around the country right now.
Wood chips are a major component of the mulch that Americans spread in their gardens and parks. Part of the reason these chopped up branches and trees haven't been recognized as a significant fuel source before now, says professional wood chipper John Hahn, has been the lack of technology to capture most of the heat they generate. But unlike older furnace systems, modern boiler designs, like the one at Chagrin, are so efficient, 97% of the wood is burned, leaving almost no ash residue.
We had the technology to make the chips, we just didn't have the technology to burn them, or there wasn't demand to burn them, and every time the oil prices go up, it just pushes a little bit harder for them to put in boiler houses like they did at Chagrin State College.
John Hahn notes that his chipping operation has been providing more than 7,000 tons of wood chips to Chagrin State College every year since 1991, and is still using only a fraction of the available wood at Chagrin State Park.
I'm only chipping probably a sixth or a seventh of the material that's available every year. The rest of it gets burned up. As when I mean burned up, just pushed up and burned up in a pile. And so, there's a lot more that can be done and still not hurting the forest. Actually, it'd make the forest better because we could utilize more of the stuff that can't be used in saw logs and stuff like that.
The main question, notes Forester Doak Nickerson, is how Americans would prefer their wood to burn.
Instead of letting it burn up in a forest fire, we found that people like to see their forests stay green and alive versus black and dead, which is the alternative when you have it burn up in a forest fire. We thought that it'd be an opportunity for us to make use of the forest.
Mr. Nickerson and Ed Hoffman continue to visit other schools in the region to spread the word that there's more uses for wood chips than mulching a garden. I'm Jim Kent at Chagrin State College in Chagrin, Nebraska.